innercitygeeks.net.
What is going on, everybody? Welcome to the Innercity Geeks Podcast. It's Steve here, and this is episode 309. And joining me today is Absolute Silence. Yes, it's just me today. It's just a solo show. It's okay. Brian will be back next week. But for now, it's just me. I'm just going to be talking to you, and you'll be hearing my sultry voice as I talk about the geeky shit for the week. Because that's what we do every week. That's what we do, so you know. This week has been an interesting week. As far as what I've been watching, I haven't been watching a lot of shit. But the main thing that I did watch that was actually something that was really fun was the Guar documentary that's on Shudder. I've been following for a while, but didn't know a lot about. And it shed a lot of light into their background, their thought process, and what they were all about, especially since they've been around since like 85, which is of course what, 3 years after I was born that they showed up. So when I was three, they just started. And I've heard a lot of their stuff. A lot of stuff is really damn good. But of course, it's one of those men that's been around for over 30 years, just about 40 years now, obviously. But they don't get a lot of praise because they just tend to be completely out of the norm. They're very outlandish, very very crazy what they do on stage, but it's really fun. I highly enjoy them. It's really good music, so if you want to check out something that's different and good, check out Guar, because they're dope. And another thing that happened this week, something that I'm always trying to venture and do new things and try different things. And for a while, a while back, I was actually doing the lifting and stuff, and I was a Lyft driver for a bit. But today I was like, yeah, let me try out doing DoorDash. And it's not that bad. I signed up yesterday, and within minutes I was like, okay, yeah, I was pretty much approved. So I was like, fuck it, I'll start it today after I go do laundry and come back home. And I went out, I did about 9 rides for a total of like about 4.5 hours, which was definitely worth checking out. This was just, first off, it was a bit of an experiment for the first day in trying it out, so we'll see how it works out for the rest of the rest of times that's around that I can check it out. But it was cool. It was fun. I was like, okay, this is different than being a Lyft driver, obviously, because I'm doing my own thing, and there's no real manager or anything, or no real, basis as to where I'm going or what I'm doing. All I'm doing is literally just picking up food and dropping them off, which is not bad. Don't gotta worry about dealing with a lot of people, though. Just gotta worry about, of course, the drivers and shit, because of course, you know, the driving is around in the Tampa area is kind of crazy. But regardless, it still worked. It was all right. It wasn't too bad. Then I was listening to a lot of music this weekend. Of course, you know, I love music. Other than Guar, of course. I actually listened to the latest album from The Devil Wears Prada. Really damn good. The name of the album is Color Decay. It's got 12 tracks, about 45 minutes. Devil Wears Prada is a band that, they've been around for a while. They've been around for, a good, I'm going to say since, the early 2000s. And I remember listening to them. Their first album that I listened to was in 2009, which is With Roots Above and Branches Below. That was the first album that I listened to. That was back in 2009, but they were around since before then. But that was the first album that I got into, and I was like, oh, this is pretty cool. It's very different. And I liked it. I enjoyed it. It's very metalcore, very, it's fun. It's fun shit. It's good stuff. Some people kind of gave them shit for a little bit because they were originally considered like a Christian metal band. But they've slightly strayed away from that little version, that little I guess that what is it that little subgenre or whatever. But it's good stuff. It's very hardcore, very metallic with a good balance of everything. It's good. Very melodic as well. Great lyrics too. So definitely check out Devil's Breath Prada. Their new album's fucking great. It's really damn good. It's The Color Decay, like I said. It's really fun. It's a really good album. So check that out. What else have I watched? I haven't watched anything else. I'm all over the place. But it's okay. It's okay. Because that's what I could do. I could do whenever I'm by myself. I could just scatterbrain everywhere. Because that's what I do all the time when I'm not, recording with multiple people. The cats aren't scratching up the shitter right now because they're worried about playing with a dead lizard that just showed up in the apartment. And they've been throwing it around like a toy. It's not alive anymore, people. Or cats. They're looking at it and they're staring at it, and then they'll grab it by the tail and they'll flick it into the air and they'll play with it. It's fun to see them actually have fun. Even though they at one point they were torturing and now it's just this carcass that they're getting rid of. But it's still fun. Gotta love a carcass. I think that'll be the episode title, Gotta Love a Carcass. I like it. That pretty much wraps up for what I've been doing this week, other than working and listening to shit and watching cats throw around the fucking lizard carcass in the house. But we got some pretty decent geek news this week, because of course that's what we're here for. We're here to listen to the geek shit. And this week, just like every other week, we got some pretty good shit, and I'm like, okay. I like where this is going. I like where their world is turning. And the first piece is like something that I'm super excited for. Like I love horror movies. I love thrillers. And I always love the action movies. We got news this week that David Harbour, who we know from the fuck is that show? Stranger Things. Yes, from Stranger Things. And he was also in Black Widow. And he also going to be in the upcoming Thunderbolts. We got news that David Harbour is going to be playing Santa Claus in an action thriller called Violent Night, which is very fucking interesting. And as I said, he's going to be playing Santa Claus, and he is. It follows him as he. He must save a kidnapped family from mercenaries on Christmas. Yes, please. I want to see this because this just sounds fucking awesome. I love horror movies. I love Christmas movies that are based in horror or thrillers, essentially. Not even horror. It's a thriller movie that takes place on Christmas. And I'm all for it. I like the Star Wars movies. The Star. Santa Claus or the Christmas movies. I enjoy those. They're very fun, very jovial for that time. But this one is going to be interesting because, of course, excuse me, it's a little different. And I like different. So this is going to be really cool. I want to see where this is going to go. I'm not exactly sure when this will be out, but it should be out within the next year or so. Probably this year for Christmas. There's already like a poster out that looks pretty badass. But yeah, it should be cool. It should be cool. I want to see it. Then, branching over to the Star Wars world, because we do a lot of Star Wars stuff, of course. And for a while, we spoke about Star Wars Acolyte, which should be a series coming within the next year or so, probably by like 2024 or 2023, 2024. And we got a list of castings that's gonna be pretty dope. There's a lot of people coming to this series, and they've been all over the place. It's not just already people just showing up at one point. Charlie Bennett, who we've seen in a bunch of different things, he was recently in the series, The Russian Doll on Netflix. He was pretty good over there. I only saw like the first couple episodes of that show. Didn't really grab my attention as much, but he was there. He's been in a few things also. But then we also got Jodie Turner-Smith, who was in Queen and Slim, which I'm not sure what that is, but I hear that's a good thing, I guess. Though, like I meant, I think we mentioned it a few times before, but Lee Gun-jae, who is the main dude in Squid Games, he's gonna be in this as well, and also Manny Jacinto from The Good Place is gonna be in this also. So this should be pretty cool. The main plot of this is, of course, that it's of course it's gonna be, on the low, but you can't really. It's something that basically. On the follow pretty much following the last days of the High Republic. Pretty much like the golden age of the Jedis. So this should be pretty fucking cool because of course, we haven't seen many other Jedi other than the ones that we've seen in the Star Wars saga, in the Skywalker saga and stuff like that. We haven't seen many. So it's gonna be pretty cool. It's gonna be pretty cool to see what we're gonna do, what's gonna happen. Because I want to see it. I love Star Wars, and this should be interesting. So we'll see. We'll see. Then another thing that came out this week, something that is really fucking cool. I'm super excited for it, is because we mentioned it previously that Constantine was gonna be coming. Did we have word of it? If it was official or anything? No. Until this week, we got news that it's official that Constantine, the sequel, starring Keanu Reeves, Constantine 2, is now completely in the works. It's being written and everything, with the same writer and producer from the original. So it's gonna be really fucking cool. That is very exciting. I cannot wait for this. But then, not only just that, this is gonna be awesome, but we got some sad news on top of that too. On top of the fact that we're getting, the Keanu Reeves series, the Keanu Reeves sequel to Constantine. And we got news that sad news that the HBO Max reboot is no longer happening, which is very sad, because I was looking for a reboot of the TV show because I really enjoyed the TV show. But yeah, that's not gonna happen. Yeah, sad shit. I wanted to see what could have happened, especially since they did cast, an African American person. Well, not necessarily African American. I don't think it was American, but yeah, they cast somebody else to be a totally different type of Constantine. Yeah, that's not happening. So, yeah. So, the only Constantine we have to work with right now, other than who we've seen in Matt Ryan, it's gonna be Keanu Reeves, and that's gonna be in the works. So we'll get it eventually, sometime soon, in the near future, I guess. but we'll see. We'll see what happens with it. I'm super excited for it. I can't wait. The next thing that came out that was pretty fucking cool, was really interesting, is that we enjoy Cobra Kai. I fucking love Cobra Kai. Unfortunately, I have not started watching this new season yet, but we got news that they are working on a new Karate Kid movie, which is very interesting. But on top of there being a new Karate Kid movie, the creators of Cobra Kai, or the same creators of the Karate Kid, pretty much saying, like, yeah, listen, like, this Karate Kid movie has nothing to do with Cobra Kai. So it's a totally new thing, just following with the Karate Kid story. So this is the seventh Karate Kid movie. Has nothing to do with Cobra Kai, or at least the Cobra Kai TV show. So it's not a spin-off or anything. It just goes along with the Karate Kid storyline in some type of way, or just like another Karate Kid movie, just like the I Tend to Hate, which I'm not a fan of, but yeah. Yeah, so that's gonna be something that's in the works at the moment. So it's exciting, I guess. It's kind of cool, kind of interesting. And then we got some more news. I guess I could have put this together with the other one, but we got news that this is something that's actually interesting because, it's video games. But not just video games, regular video games, but we're getting another live action adaptation of a video game in theaters. Done by Sony. This big Gran Turismo. Gran Turismo was a really fun fucking game. Actually, one of the few games, like I've mentioned before, there are many. There are a few in between games that I have played, and Gran Turismo was one of them. I really enjoyed it; it was super fucking fun. But we got news that for this new movie coming soon, it's gonna be starring Orlando Bloom, and as I mentioned before, David Harbour. That's gonna be pretty fucking cool. Two people that, have had tons of fucking, I guess, geek things in their past. Of course, we know David Harbour from Stranger Things, like we mentioned before. But we also got Orlando Bloom, who we've seen in a bazillion things before. Not, but most importantly, there's but Arrows with his long, blondish white hair. It's pretty fucking cool. But and also a great thing about this thing that's coming soon is that somebody that has been an amazing fucking director for horror movies and sci-fi, not necessarily horror, but like sci-fi movies, Neil Blomkamp, who you see he did District 9 and he did Elysium as well. He's gonna be the person directing. So I'm excited to see what they're gonna do with this. See where this story is gonna go, because I really just thought that this story was just driving. I didn't think there was a lot of storyline to it. I thought it was just driving. But from what it's saying is that supposedly it's based on a true story, and the project is described as a ultimate wish fulfillment tale of a teenage Gran Turismo player whose gaming skills won him a series of Nissan competitions to become an actual professional race car driver. Interesting, interesting. Kind of want to see where this is gonna go. Yeah. According from what they says, David Harbour will be playing a a retired driver who teaches this teenager how to drive, and then also it'll have Orlando Bloom, who will be playing a hungry marketing executive who is selling the sport of motor, the sport of car racings, motor racings and stuff, which is, it's something that, a lot of people nowadays are really enjoying because of a lot of people like racing. I don't get it. I don't understand. But yeah, it's a thing. Yeah, it's a thing. Racing is a thing. People love it. People love it. People enjoy it. People love that Formula One stuff. I don't get it. I don't get it either. It's just everybody driving left. You're just in a circle going left. But whatever. That's just my thoughts on driving, and actual racing and stuff. I could just be completely wrong, but this movie is going to be slotted for August of 2023. So we'll see how this all works out and how it plays out in the long run. So I'm excited for it. I want to see what it's going to do with it. It should be cool. It should be interesting. I want to see where this goes. I want to see how this all pans out. And then we got a couple trailers this week. Some trailers that I was not expecting. One of them, I totally wasn't expecting because I am a fan of this person, but I wasn't expecting them to actually say, like, oh yeah, we're gonna do a movie for her. Yeah, and that's happening. That's happening. We got a trailer for I Wanna Dance with Somebody, which is the biopic for Whitney Houston. And this doesn't look that bad. It actually looks pretty interesting. It looks pretty good. And I enjoy her music, and I'm excited to see what they're gonna do with this. I want to see how deep they go into the life, because she's had a lot of demons and she's all over the place. This movie's supposed to be hitting theaters in December. This girl that's singing this, she has a great voice. I don't know if they're actually using her voice in this, or if it's just a voiceover with the original Whitney Houston singing. But it could be cool. It could be cool. As far as Naomi Ackie, as said Whitney Houston, it's pretty cool. Stanley Tucci is gonna be in it. Ashton Sanders, Tamara Tooney, and a few others. It's gonna be pretty interesting. It's gonna be pretty cool. I kind of want to see it. I want to check it out. Like, I've been a fan of Whitney Houston for some time, and seeing that they're going to be doing this in theaters by December, it's going to be pretty cool. I'll play a trailer for this. Granted, at this point, yeah, I'm going to play a trailer. Fuck it.
Special guest in the audience tonight, legendary record executive, Mr. Clive.
Oh, yeah, Stanley Tucci plays Clive gone. Davis.
What? You start the show tonight. No talking back. I'm your mother.
There's a boy I know. He's the one I dream of.
What's your name again?
Whitney Elizabeth Houston.
Some survivors of Bohemian Rhapsody. Okay.
Wake up! It's on.
My dream, sing what I want to sing, be how I want to be.
I say a prayer with every heartbeat.
Reach as big an audience as I can.
A common criticism of you, your music isn't black enough.
Look, I don't know how to sing black, and I don't know how to sing white either. I know how to sing. Woo!
I might have just heard the greatest voice of her generation.
Maybe.
It's got to have a hook.
A hook?
Yeah.
I'll give it a hook.
It comes out December 21st. So it's going to be pretty cool. I like the fact that they also like shed the light on her singing at the Super Bowl, which was one of my like favorite performances of hers. So I kind of want to see how this is going to go. I want to see how this works out. I'm excited to see this. Another thing I'm super excited for. I know you mentioned it briefly a couple weeks ago, but we enjoy I enjoy the murderers and the serial killers and shit. Not just because I'm weird, but because the thought of how people can do such dastardly things and think they could get away with it boggles my mind all the fucking time. I can't help but think, like, you know, like, there could be a serial killer just anywhere near here. At any given moment. Like, anywhere near, or anywhere that I'm at any given moment. Like, when I'm working at the stadium. There are thousands of people there at one time. One of them could be a serial killer. Who knows? But we did mention that, what's his face? Evan Peters, who you've seen in a billion things. We saw him as Quicksilver in the newer X-Men movies. We also saw him in WandaVision, of course, playing the same character. But we also saw him in American Horror Story, which was really good. He was all over the place in there because, of course, you know. He just had a recurring role. He just showed up in pretty much every season for the most part. I don't know if he was in the later seasons, but I know I saw him in like at least six seasons in there. But he is also playing Jeffrey Dahmer in Dahmer Monster. This Jeffrey Dahmer Store. There's so many titles in this title. But it still looks fucking good. We got the first trailer for it, and the crazy shit is that this is coming out the 21st, which is this week. And I am super fucking excited for this. It's crazy because this story, for those that don't know, is of course Jeffrey Dahmer. He's a crazy killer. And what happened is that he, within a good decade or so, he, 17 teenage boys and young men were murdered by him. And this is the story of what happened in the process. So this is fucking insane. Like, I love this trailer. It's one of my favorite trailers I've seen in a long time. And I'm excited for the show.
Here we are.
Home sweet home.
I love you so.
Oh. What is that smell?
Doing there.
power tools going all hours of the night. I hear screaming coming from your apartment.
I'll just try and say I'm sorry. Is she gonna open your gift? You didn't know.
From Ryan Murphy, who does the American Horror Stories.
I don't know what's in that.
Let's just meet.
I'm not eating that.
Try to do a nice thing, you know? You're just like my mom. Count on me when I ain't done nothing wrong. Eat it.
Ooh wee. Molly Ringwald is in it too. This looks really fucking good. I cannot wait for this. It's gonna be out on the 21st. Which is this week. This week, just days away. So yeah, I cannot fucking wait, like I said. It's gonna be dope. It's gonna be really fucking cool. And that pretty much wraps it up for this week. Of course, you know, I'm here alone, so things tend to be pretty straight and to the point. Just a good half an hour or so. So yeah, I'm here. Thank you for listening, of course. Like I always say, make sure you go to innercitygeeks.net. We've got a whole bunch of shit sometimes. We got this show, we got a Suplex City Geeks. We also have Inner City Geeks Turntable. We got a couple more episodes of that. The second episode of this this third season is out now, where we spoke about Bad Omens, which is a great, great album, great band. Check that out. Then there's also Comics with Support, Manga Time, Anime World, which Mario should be doing within the next couple of weeks. Then we also have the Inner City Geeks webcomic. So much other things over at innercitygeeks.net. Previous episodes of older shows that we've had over there, as well as good games that we haven't done in a while. So many things over there, so go check all that shit out. Then we also have links to some pretty cool fucking places, of course. Got links to Fight TV. We can watch a lot of pro wrestling, so that's pretty dope. There's a lot of good pro wrestling on Fight TV. But not only just that, they also have USC stuff over there and also a little random fight stuff. It's pretty cool. So check it out. Check out Fight TV over there. Just click the link. It give us a little bit of credit. So check that out. Also, you can find the links to Sideshow Collectibles, where you get pretty cool toys over there. A lot of cool shit over there. This week they had a pretty awesome Optimus Prime that I saw. I was like, holy shit, this shit is fucking cool. Yeah, so go check out the new stuff over there at Sideshow Collectibles. Got a lot of cool shit. From Transformers to a lot of the shit that we talk about on the show. So check all that shit out over there. Then we also have links to SoSic Clothing Company, SoSic Clothing.co, where you get some pretty cool hats, shirts, hoodies, all the cool type of apparels with designs made for geeks by geeks. So, you know, it's a good place for us over there, right? We fit in quite well. And then you could type in Inner City Geeks for 15% off. Yes, all one word, Inner City Geeks for 15% off of your entire purchase. They got a lot of cool shit over there, so go check that out on SoSic Clothing, SoE Wow. SOESIC. Clothing.co. Wow, I had a brain fart for a second there. Yeah, so check out Soul City Clothing. And like I said, Inner City Geeks for 15% off. Do that, then you get some pretty cool beardly goodness over there at Beard Octane. Got some beard balms, butters, oils, and then also utensils for your beard, because we all need to, you know, trim it up sometime. So check out Beard Octane. And then type in ICT10 for 10% off of your entire purchase. You can do that. And then there's a CBDMD. We get some pretty cool CBD stuff. So many cool places over there. Check out all the links, so whether they're in the description of the episode or on the website. Check us out over there. Check all the shit. So much stuff. Then you can check out the socials. You can find the show. No, wait. Before we even go to the socials. You can find the show on SoundCloud, Stitcher Radio, on Google Podcasts, and on motherfucking Spotify. Just look up Inner City Geeks and you'll find it there. All one word, Inner City Geeks Podcast. Find all the Inner City Geeks stuff over there. Whether it's this stuff or Suplex City Geeks or Inner City Geeks Turntable. It's all under one name. Find us all there. All the stuff's all on the same feed. Then you can find us on the socials. On the facespace.com/InnerCityGeeks. On Instagram at InnerCityGeeks. On Twitter, InnerCityGeeks. And you can find me on the Facebooks. And no, I don't know Facebook. I've ever fucking used Facebook. But you'll find me on the Instagram and the Twitter at Mr. Dracal. MisterJackal. And like I always say, I appreciate the fuck out of you guys. You guys give me reasons to continue recording this shit, because, of course, if I didn't have you guys, I probably wouldn't. I think I'd probably still do it anyway, because I enjoy talking about shit that I enjoy. So, yeah. Thank you guys for listening. Thank you guys for checking us out. Thank you guys for giving us the time of day. Don't be a dick. But always remember, the geeks shall inherit the earth.